Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and this podcast is brought to you by 42 Degrees with 4 convenient locations in Omaha.
Open 8 a.m. to midnight, 7 days a week by your mom's house. I'll see you there.
Now, back to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We now return to Vetter Call Saul.
Hey, Saul, got into a little trouble and I'm going to need a lawyer here.
Okay, so tell me exactly what happened.
I was driving, had a bit of drink, and then I ran into a milk truck. Yeah.
Were you on drugs?
Ian Blue.
Turn that off.
Better Call Saul. That was from Family Guy. Saturday night. Morning, Petey.
Morning.
A little later on, Christopher Titus is going to phone the program. We're tweeting at TNT Radio Empire. Nick Allen's going to be here.
Nobody died this morning for me?
Nope. And we're also, that's a good point. You've had some bad couple of days walking in here and finding out stuff from us.
Jesus.
You didn't know about the shooting until you walked in here. You didn't know the Petty was actually dead until you walked in here. Yeah, so.
Good.
Although he wasn't.
Good hump day.
That's right. Now it's hump day. But we're boycotting the NFL tonight. Remember that. Just like Charlie Daniels.
Every Wednesday.
I ain't watching NFL the NFL games on Wednesday night anymore.
Yep. For sure.
We are celebrating American Cheese Month.
And it's not a hat.
Cheese is a hat.
It's for your mouth.
And your head.
And any other body part, if you look at Packer fans. Right. So defend that.
That's right. They have cheese vests.
Cheese bandanas.
Basically, you see many different forms of hats, but then you do see the cheese bra every now and again on a chick. But that's about it.
Yeah.
Mainly headwear.
Packer fan.
Yeah. No, it's more than that.
Yeah.
It's gotten to be quite proliferate.
Yeah, right.
Well, it's like hemp. It's got a lot of different uses. You know? It's a very useful product.
Yeah. Yeah, the Milwaukee Airport features like a whole section of cheese wear.
Oh, yeah. You get cheese cowboy hats, cheese fedoras.
It's stupid.
The cheese. Classic wedge.
Yeah, see? Cheese is a
cheese
freaking
baseball
hat.
Cap.
In Wisconsin.
Cheese is a freaking hat.
Yeah.
Right. No other airport in the world has that.
No.
It's
and by the way, corn's not a hat either, so shut up.
No, just cheese.
No, corn's not a hat. That's silly.
Yeah.
Oh, stupid looking.
That is silly.
That's just stupid looking. Ridiculous.
Grains cannot be a hat.
We only see a few of those in the crowd usually in Lincoln and embarrass this state, but everybody in Milwaukee, everybody in Green Bay's got a cheese hat.
Now a hog's head. That's a hat. That is a hat.
Oh, yeah.
A hog hat is indeed a hat.
That one I never minded.
No. I'd like to see more real ones, though.
Right. Just a real hog on your head.
A real feral hog. A real razorback head.
On your head.
On top
of your hat's alive,
head.
And it's biting my face off.
I would say a Viking helmet's not a hat, but
it is a hat.
In fact, it is.
It kind of is a hat.
Right. Long before the NFL was even a concept.
The Viking helmet was a hat.
Was a hat. I think that about cheese, too. Yeah.
You'd like to.
I would like to.
Like the first guy who invented cheese went, I'm going to put that on my head.
Yeah. I don't think
it's raining.
Now, the first guy in Green Bay thought that.
It's National Vodka Day.
Yes.
Celebrate good times. Come on.
I don't know if I'll do that today, but I might, actually.
Yeah. It's a holiday. I wasn't planning on it, but it's a holiday.
Right.
Yeah, it's National Vodka Day.
Okay, I will. That's great.
<All right. laughs> Twist Todd's arm,
man.
So I don't know the point of gin. For some reason, I Googled it or something the other day, and they gave me recipes for gin. You start with vodka, you throw some stuff in there, you call it gin.
Gin always reminded me, it tastes like
That's
perfume.
That's what the recipe said, anyway.
Gin to me always tastes like perfume, and I never liked that taste. Most alcohol, I got over it. You know, I wasn't a big beer fan when I was a little kid. I started really liking the flavor. And same with other, you know, other liquors. But gin always tastes like perfume to me. I don't get it.
Yeah, that one's eluded me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pine needle perfume.
Yeah, it's just gross. Yeah.
I mean, you grab a car air freshener and just lick it. That's the flavor.
That's Packer fan.
I love the smell of a pine forest, but I don't want to taste it.
You don't want to taste it. No, I'm a gin guy. You a gin guy, Petey?
Yeah, I drink it. Yeah. It usually ends poorly when I do, but gin make you sin, right?
I think my dad said that. My dad said that there's no old gin drinkers. Because he knew a lot of guys drank a lot of gin and they died really.
And they're no longer with us.
Dead, yeah.
Gin blossom.
Yep. Yeah. That's where it came from, right?
I've heard it'll end you up face down on the stairs.
Yeah. Yep. Gin Sanity.
Gin Sanity.
Gin Sanity was the last time I think I participated in any sort of gin.
Yeah, he knew
gin.
A lot of guys that have died since, you know, guys his age and guys older because of gin.
Yeah, it'll kill you.
Yeah. Vodka will kill you, too.
It will, but I think gin. But apparently the word was gin, apparently. Right? Yeah. I don't know what it is.
No, gin is the most egregious offender.
They used to make that stuff in bathtubs.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
Like bathtub gin. Yeah. Like, that's old school. It's great with celery, though. Muddled celery, Todd. Maybe try that sometime.
That sounds... Well,
muddled... celery?
Yeah.
Really?
And just straight gin?
Gin, ice, maybe a splash of soda, or sour.
Did you hear Dr. Mina call yesterday? You're already gone. No. She compared us to us. Now you're into Petey Mac territory. Oh. We're talking about alcohol. She actually said that line. And when she hears the muddled celery and gin conversation, it didn't work calling Petey.
You know, when you're trying, you know, I like the taste of celery, you know, it's like, man.
You work at a bar, too. Nice to have different chances.
Yeah, celery doesn't have a taste. How do you like the taste of celery?
It has a taste. True. Yeah. It has a taste.
And nothing else worked, but gin worked.
All right.
No,
is that a
Petey Mac drink? Is that a Petey Mac drink?
It's not offered.
Okay. I mean, so it's something you invented, though.
Research and development.
Okay, got it.
That's something I probably tasted.
It's like the tortilla grilled cheese.
Right. Yeah. No, that didn't happen.
Pretty much, yeah.
No, you are the new standard of moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's sad.
Wow.
What?
The standards are shifting.
Oh, on this show,
moderation?
Yeah.
Yes.
Standards of moderation?
Yeah.
The standards of moderation are shifting.
Well, because Dr. Mita called us out yesterday on it.
Oh, so we have to shift our standards for moderation?
Todd did question her methodology. Methodology, excuse me.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm drinking.
And she went to Yale. I mean,
yeah,
what
Yale.
Does she know?
Yeah.
I just don't think you can...
Gin.
Right, define it.
What?
In, you know, one sentence or so.
No, I've always hated.
They kind of can.
No, I've always hated the term. Yeah, you avoided the habitual marijuana use yesterday.
I didn't know the answer.
You did that story. You didn't know the answer. You hid from it.
No, I just didn't.
You shouldn't smoke weed every damn day either. Okay.
Okay.
Moderation should be like a case.
What should moderation be?
A case by case basis.
I think so too.
It is context.
I think so too.
It should be graded on a curve.
And the day of the week.
Yep. Some people's tolerance is more than others.
Their mental tolerance doesn't equal their physical tolerance.
Some people's liver activity is better than others, too.
Yep.
You know? I mean, knock on wood, but, you know,
no,
our livers are still fine.
You can't just say.
After so many years of boozing it.
This is moderate for all of society.
And they do that.
No, it's got to be more individualized.
We've all been laughing at that, how many drinks you have per week.
It's only because you have so many more.
No, from the day one, I think when I was like 19 or was in college, the first time I had to look at that list, how many drinks you have a week? I said, who drinks two? Nobody drinks two drinks a week.
That's not even moderation,
no,
man.
No, I mean,
that's not trying.
You shouldn't start with two.
It's way below par.
Right, they take in... nothing like your tolerance level.
None.
Well, I don't think that should come into
your
play.
Your height, your weight, your experience.
Experience.
I think Greg's right when he said mental fortitude, essentially, too.
Yeah.
Like, some people are fragile.
Right.
That's fragile.
Should be factored in there as well.
Boy.
Just like you,
I don't
Greg.
Think so.
Just like you with weed. You can handle smoking all the time, and I can't.
Okay, but that doesn't mean... But that doesn't mean that in a long-term sense, my body agrees with you. Hmm. I mean, in a long-term sense, yes, but not necessarily in a long-term sense.
Your body's a wonderland.
In a long-term sense, you don't know what kind of damage is being done. And we're only talking short-term, where right. I'm fine the next day,
and well, nobody
I'm
does.
I'm actually not fine the next day most of the time anymore.
And I think these scientist people are looking that morons
yeah,
are
a lot of them.
Yeah, the lot of them. They're looking at a larger picture than last week.
Well, Dr. Mina was a buzzkill yesterday and about alcohol, although not sure I love her. But then we had like a psychologist or so who called last week and said we're fine?
Yeah.
I like her better. We got a second opinion from a psychologist.
No, that was the first opinion. Dr. Mina was a second opinion.
That's right. Yeah. Dr. Mina was a second opinion. We didn't ask for a second opinion.
And again, she went to Yale. Right. What does she know?
And this therapist.
And she's a butt doctor, too.
Right.
Not an alcohol doctor.
Drank like we did.
Right.
And yes, I think we're
living proof.
We qualify as long-term experiments.
Oh, easily.
Yeah. It's not like we just been
drinking since yesterday.
Right, a couple of weeks. Didn't take it up just last Monday.
No, that'd be stupid.
Still, yeah, exactly. Who knows what kind of damage is getting done that you've been drinking too much to realize.
Yeah, we were talking. Here's a great line. You guys appreciate this. I was sitting around a bunch of guys, buddies of mine back east, drinking, and we're all drinking hardcore, and we're talking about age and our dads, and this group of dads. Some of those guys had lost their dads already, blah, blah, blah. And we're giving each other crap about who's going to live the longest, because that's a drunken conversation you have around a keg when everybody's hammered. And the one guy said, well, we're talking about how old our dads are now. But the one dude did, one buddy goes to us, one of my buddy's dads is 90, and my dad's in mid-80s. And he goes, yeah, but your dad's never did meth. Which is a great line. You know, not that we've done meth recently, but we've done some stuff. You know, my dad has just stuck to alcohol his whole life. And we've thrown in some other crap. And it was a great line. Yeah, but your dad never did meth. I said, oh, yep. That ended the conversation. So there are different factors than just genes.
There are.
Right. But alcohol's fine.
Yeah.
It's okay.
Meth is bad.
Yeah. All right.
Were we the first generation of meth heads?
I can't think of who would be besides our generation.
I can't either.
Yeah.
Like our kids are the first ones that can say, yeah, my dad did meth. We can't say that.
No.
How about our dads?
Nope. We cannot.
Now, our dads could have probably done cocaine.
But our dads were a little older in the 70s. Yeah. They probably weren't into starting to do blow.
And they didn't hang around jazz clubs
right.
or anything.
But also, yeah. Good point. Yeah. Or travel with Zeppelin, you know.
So right. Cocaine was not in their mainstream.
No, energy drinks would be in that for our generation.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Your dad didn't drink energy drinks, you know.
Guinea pigs on that one.
Well, they had all kinds of caffeine and coffee and whatnot.
They did, but
it's
coffee
just the
not
other
bad
stuff
for
you throw
it.
In
not
there.
The energy
and they
blend.
Didn't smoke more cigarettes in a lot of the generation. But the fact is, the meth thing is that's definitely a
yeah. There's that yeah.
meth and ecstasy,
in the mind,
yeah,
quaaludes,
yeah, but
you know, our
quaaludes
dads,
have been around for years,
right?
So.
But our dads didn't do any of that.
Yeah, our moms might have
some form.
Yeah, some form of mommy's. My mother's a little helper, right?
We're number one.
In what?
Gun ownership.
Of course we are.
Yeah.
Because that's what we do.
There's a gun for every person in the country. Even more than that, isn't there?
It's the price of freedom, man.
350 million guns in a country of 300 million people?
The story, the stats where I'd read that most people don't own guns, but a lot of people that have them, they own so many more, and it takes up for it's a
correct.
Gun, it's a gun for every person, right?
Americans own more than 40%. Of all guns owned by civilians worldwide.
Like in this room, I'm the only one who owns guns, right?
Well, you're the only stable one in this room.
Yeah.
There's Pete, a stable one in this room?
Yeah. You don't own a gun, do you, Pete?
No.
I don't want one in the house.
Anybody?
No.
Nope.
All right, and I have a...
I got bats.
You have enough for all of us?
One, two,
if we need them.
Yeah, I got five.
Right. Okay, good.
I thought you lost the bat.
No, I have a bat. No, not that bat. A baseball bat, dumbass.
Oh.
Yeah.
But you had more bats.
We'll edit that out in post.
You had trained the bats.
Right.
And my stepson's father was a collector.
Mm-hmm.
And they inherited a bunch, but I don't count them as mine.
They're still in your house, though.
Oh, yeah. Right, okay. There's quite a few guns in
my
house.
I know more than one person, two or three at least, that have what they call a ridiculous amount of guns.
Of course they do. That makes you cool.
Give me an approximation.
That's the number means. I was given. That's the number I was given.
20
and at least
and
in
a small
one,
penis?
Oh, no.
50.
50's
and
closer.
A small penis?
100. 50's closer, I know. And at least in one case, it could be easily be over 100.
Well, just in case.
I mean, guys have rooms dedicated to their guns.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just seems like an odd use of your money. I'm going to spend a bunch of money on this thing, go stick it in a room, and never use
it. Well, it's not necessarily a bad investment either.
I know.
Depending on your mind, right?
If you're looking at it from an investment standpoint, those things actually hold their value.
These seem like the type of guys who are just stockpiling, not buying and selling and making money off of it.
Well, at least one of them is buying, that I know was buying and selling.
End of the world stuff? Okay, well, buying and selling. But under the world stuff, like...
No, it's just a hobby for some guys.
In case the zombies show up.
Well, and I know another guy. Yeah, one of the guys, he says he's not paranoid. He says, like a Boy Scout, he is prepared.
That'd be paranoid.
Uh-huh.
That's paranoid, right? Exactly.
Yeah, you'd be a fool to think he's paranoid. Whatever. He's prepared.
Hmm.
How do you argue with that one? No, you're not prepared? Well, he kind of is.
Whatever makes him sleep.
Yeah, you're right.
And there's that.
Yeah.
No, but you got to have, if you're prepared, you got to have the bunker to go with that.
Oh, that's right.
Canned food,
water.
Stockpile of weed.
I mean, you can have guns, but you got to have the ammunition. So is he truly prepared?
I can only assume
he's
pretty adamant about being prepared.
Yeah. That's just right.
Got some MREs.
Probably.
Yeah. Down here, I'm going to live through the apocalypse. And then I'll come out from the hole and just be me with my guns.
And, you know, if you think about it, do you really want to survive the apocalypse?
No. That's what these morons, not your buddy, but the actual digging in the ground, want to survive something. Why? What are you coming out to?
Come back out to shoot trees that might be left.
Yeah. Coming out to... nuclear wasteland where your body's going to shut down anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
All your friends are dead.
Right.
All the plants and animals are dead.
Yeah, we've seen that.
The hell do you want to live for?
Watch the movie The Road with Vito Morgensen. Man, now you got to be in the mood for it. But it's the end of the end of days because of nuclear war. And they're just roaming bands of people walking around. It isn't Mad Max. This is more of a realistic thing that would happen. Him and his son trying to scavenge for food in a vast wasteland. It's a pretty hardcore movie.
The problem is when I'm in the mood for a movie like that, I'm already depressed.
I know.
And I don't need to go deeper into it.
I watched it, and it is depressing as hell.
You're not sitting around in a happy mood let's watch an end of the world movie.
And if you want to live to the end of the world, watch that movie first, and you'll think, why don't I have a bunker?
Get me in the initial blast.
Right. I will. You know I will.
Plus, I don't want to survive and have the slow, painful fallout.
You're always on the initial blast.
So far this year, we've had over 270 mass shootings.
Yeah, I think
United States.
Dr. Mina brought that up yesterday.
What's mass?
Right. Define for me again a mass.
More than three.
Four.
All right. More than four. Oh, four. Okay.
Jesus. Four or more.
Now, that's not deaths, is it?
Yes.
Correct.
Oh, is it deaths?
It says a mass shooting
is defined as
involving four or more people.
I thought four people just had to get shot.
I think four people just have to get shot.
And Dr. Mean described to us yesterday how that kills
necessarily
more
killed.
Than anything, right?
Right.
So it's just a flesh wound.
Can't take away my hobby.
Well, that's getting a little ridiculous there if we're just counting flesh wounds.
Yeah, but didn't you hear Dr. Meany yesterday?
We need to dial that
all
back
doctors
a little bit.
Of all political backgrounds agree that we got to get rid of automatic weapons.
Yeah, they don't like
that. But she said that. All different political beliefs, all doctors.
No known cure for the gunshot wound.
No, they don't. No.
Nobody likes working on a gunshot wound.
That one may be more difficult to read than usual.
No, I got it. I just had to find find it first.
That could take a second. Mark Cuban, says he might run for president. Bruce Springsteen says he will not.
No, Springsteen doesn't need it. We don't need more celebrity presidents once this one's done.
Well, that's what Mark Cuban says. He says that Trump poisoned the well for business leaders to run for office.
He might have because, you know, I think Mark Cuban's a really smart guy, maybe, and made his own money, by the way, too. He came from nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And also hangs out with different races, and he might know more, but you're right. Everybody's going to think it's Trump from here on out, so it's, you know.
Yeah, where do you think we're headed from here?
Plus, he's a lefty, too.
Yeah, Cuban says he has no problem releasing his taxes, either.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't think that's what America wants anymore.
Well, one side...
They want a famous guy.
Yeah, I heard Oprah say something the other day, too. Just go away, Oprah. Don't run for president. Please, don't poison that well.
And Springsteen said, no, I'm...
I got a good life over here.
Yeah, he's just a musician. Leave me alone. I'll play for Hillary or whatnot. But,
I can't wait to hear Springsteen playing Petty song. You know he's going to.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, yeah,
the Broadway run starts here soon?
They were buds.
Broadway.
If they were on tour right now, he'd be jamming Petty last night, you know?
Yeah, the Broadway run technically starts October the 12th, but I believe last night they started the new previews. And out of La Crosse, Wisconsin, hearing sounds, a woman who lives nearby called police saying the sounds woke her up. An officer heard moaning coming from a car parked on the street about 3:30 in the morning. The officer found the windows fogged and the vehicle rocking.
Close that window. You're letting all the stank out.
21-year-old Bailey Puttkemery and 20-year-old Emily Scott were naked in the back seat, knocking some out, according to police. The officer asked the couple to stop, then stood at the back of the vehicle and waited for them to get dressed.
I had a buddy of mine get caught like that, and the cop waited for him to, you know, pull up her bra.
When the officer realized that the couple had resumed...
Close the window. You're letting the stank out.
...having sex... When the officer
realized... Really? He waited for them.
They didn't get out.
Right.
And then they started up again. The officer realized the couple had resumed having sex. He opened the door, and Puttkemery tried to close the door before telling the officer...
Okay.
Close that window. You're letting all the stank out.
Let the stank out.
Actually, he tried to close the door before telling the officer that he was, quote, blocking him.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
C-blocking.
There you go.
Hey, officer, you're C-blocking me.
Dude.
I don't care. You're harshing my buzz, Mr. Officer.
Give me
close the window. You're letting the stank out.
So Puttkemery and Scott are now facing charges of lewd and lascivious behavior.
Just let him finish.
Blah, blah, blah. Well, he may have had somewhere to go.
A buddy of mine was a high school girlfriend at a place that people used to park back in my town. And she had her top off, and they were just starting to get into it. Now, it sounds creepy now because they were both about 17, but this cop pulls up, shines the light in, and sees her and her top off. And he goes, okay, button up and get out of here. But my buddy thought the guy kept the flashlight on a little bit too long.
Yeah. Well, that's the
kind of you would, wouldn't you?
He's got to assess the scene and figure out what's going on.
Exactly. And this girl was cute, too. Man.
Nicest greeting I ever had from a cop.
Yeah.
I mean, he wasn't like this guy. He didn't hang around or anything.
Right.
But we had all passed out because we were all drunk. Mm-hmm. And I hear a tap on the window because we're in a city park somewhere in Bismarck. Tap on the window.
What was the dude's name?
The cop. I don't remember the cop.
No, I mean the guy in the car with you.
I don't even remember the name of the women in the car.
Okay, it was women, good.
But there were women in the car.
Sure, good.
Taps on the window. Could you pull up your pants and get out of the car, sir?
And you yelled,
close the window! You're letting the stank out!
Pull up your pants, get out of the car.
Yes.
That's a good one.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.